From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned last week in at least three shipwrecks on the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers out of Libya. The Italian Navy brought dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but was unable to rescue perhaps as many as 700 or more in the worst migrant tragedy on the high seas since April last year. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing.
In the worst incident, a fishing boat without a motor carrying an estimated 400 migrants being towed by a larger rubber boat sank. Witnesses say the captain ordered the tow line to be cut. Most on board are believed to have perished. In northeast Nigeria, at least five people, including a soldier, were killed Sunday in the town of Biu when an improvised explosive device exploded. A rickshaw driving close to a military checkpoint ran over the device on the outskirts of town and it detonated. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has reached out to Niger Delta leaders in an effort to quell a surge of pipeline explosions that have contributed to a sharp drop in oil input.
I believe the way forward is to take a sustainable approach to address the issues that affect the Niger Delta community.
Mr. Buhari says that may include a controversial amnesty program that includes payments to former militants and offers of retraining. The militant group Niger Delta Avengers claim responsibility for three attacks last week targeting oil giant Chevron and Shell.